For the past 3 years, the American Birding Association has named a familiar, reasonably common, yet declining species as the official ABA Bird of the Year. 2 years ago, they chose the American Kestrel, last year the Evening Grosbeak, and this year the Common Nighthawk. Nighthawks have long been among my own very favorite birds. When I was a wildlife rehabber, I specialized on caring for them and was licensed to keep one individual named Fred after Mr. Rogers as my education bird. Having so many nighthawks under my care over the years gave me a rich sense of just how gentle and sweet-natured they are. Nighthawks are obligate predators, able to eat nothing at all except insects that they catch on the wing. They don't build a nest, but rather make a simple scrape on disturbed ground or gravel-covered flat rooftops. They're fairly quiet, but in late spring and early summer we can hear them painting in the sky at twilight and night. Males make a wondrous flight display, diving toward the ground and suddenly making a booming sound with their wings. The first time I ever saw nighthawks at Michigan State University in June 1975, I thought the displaying bird was screaming in a panic as he plummeted headlong toward the ground. But he did it over and over, and so the first thing the next day I headed to the university library to find out what it was all about. That splendid encounter is seared into my mind's eye, the kind of lovely memory that almost 40 years later can still warm my soul during dark times. This past weekend marked Cape May, New Jersey's official Nighthawk Weekend, because Labor Day weekend typically marks the peak of migration of this splendid bird through the central states and along the mid-Atlantic coast. Nighthawk migration along Lake Superior peaks a little earlier than this. Some nighthawks are still passing through, but not in the huge numbers we witnessed 2 weeks ago. For the past couple of years, Jerry Niemi of the Natural Resources Research Institute in Duluth has been organizing a systematic nighthawk count from the roof of an apartment building on East Superior Street in Duluth. There's no budget to pay people to count throughout daylight hours, but his count at least covers the time from late afternoon until sunset when birds are seen in the largest numbers. The counter at Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory, Carl Barden, has exceptionally keen eyes and skills and an extraordinarily high level of commitment. In addition to his obligation to count raptors, he counts all the other birds winging past the Hawk Ridge main overlook, from hummingbirds and tiny warblers through herons and swans. And during nighthawk migration season, Carl goes above and beyond even that. This year, on August 21st, when nighthawks were cruising through, he raced down to Jerry's rooftop counting site to keep his nighthawk tally going for hours after his Hawk Ridge counting responsibilities were over for the day. He ended up counting nighthawks literally from sunrise until sunset on August 21st, tallying 30,874 nighthawks in that one single day. Tomorrow I'll talk about one Northlander who saw a big flight near Deer River. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.